Example, shipbuilder confronts risk. The shipbuilder recently bid on and won a prestigious project, the design and production of a cutting-edge cruise ship. In a general strategy session, leaders have determined that there are two primary project risks, other than the usual risks of cost overruns and quality issues. One risk involves the delivery date, which is very aggressive. There are substantial and accumulating penalties for every month of delays past the promised delivery date. This makes sense from a stakeholder perspective. If the ship is not ready for the prime cruising season, the cruise line will lose money. The second risk has to do with the technology that is being used. It requires a high degree of integration among the work units. Delays in a single unit can directly affect the schedule. The unit's performance can be delayed by inadequate supplier performance, for example, delayed or incomplete deliveries, unacceptable levels of quality. The operations leader asks all the unit directors to complete risk assessments and management plans for their supply risks. Looking at their separate reports, the operations leader is struck by the sheer number of risks and the overall cost of managing them. This is the problem of cumulative risk, risk aggregated from multiple sources or accumulated in one source over time. The operations leader calls for a meeting of unit leaders, some senior leaders, and the key personnel from the technology department. In the discussion, the possibility is raised of changing the approach to the supply network. Currently, the shipbuilder weights low cost very heavily in its selection of suppliers. Would it help to revise the supplier selection process? Some unit directors suggest going further and changing the basic relationship with their suppliers, getting them more involved earlier in the project and in the design process. Technology suggests the idea of allowing suppliers more visibility over inventory and allowing them to manage inventory supply. The operations leader commits to preparing a cost and time estimate of this risk management strategy and reporting back to management and the group.